Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. I'm trying to reach Umfundisi Mota, and let's see if I succeed in reaching him, because he said it's raining there. Okay, I seem to have found him. Umfundisi Mota.
Umfundisi Mina.
Ungizwile mara mangikhuluma ore bozwa amalangabi wokuduma kwezulu.
Mfundisi ngiyakuzwa izulu nje ibe manje lifuna kusiphazamisa. Mfundisi ibandla elika Christu walithenga ngelakhe igazi.
Yes.
And we cannot shy away from that. And as long as we know and we understand that, we will to respect the church of God, because it does not belong to us. It does not belong to a man. You cannot even know it, own it and claim it for yourself, because you did not die for the church, but Christ died for the church. And what battle in Taulu. That is why in the book of Hosea, chapter 13, verse 14, it says that I will ransom them. In other words, Nizo kipa leyo Taulu. You know, makulunga in Taulu, mfundisi, makitiwa umuntu wenzikala. Insizwa yahambe yayokhulelisa emzini ingashadanga, kufanele ukuthi before kuxoxiswana nje ngenye inkulumo kuba khona inhlawulo ekhokhwayo. So uKristu ngenxa yesono engenasono, engenasici, but he had to pay the price and did that because he loved us, mfundisi. You know, and it's so clear, mfundisi, in Hosea it says that I will ransom them from the power of the grave. Besifanele ukufa ngenxa yesono.
Yeah.
The blood of Jesus is the one that has redeemed us, is the one that has bought us, elielasithenga, and out of death, out of the kingdom of darkness, and it has brought us unto light. That is why Apostle Paul uze athi uma ebhala athi khumbulani nani enanikude. But namhlanje, look now that we have been brought nearer by the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
And the blood of Jesus, mfundisi, yilo lele lenza ukuthi sibe united unto him. It unites us with God. That is why the word of God says that uNkulunkulu angababaleli izono zabo uma Christ reconciled us to the Father. So now uKristu sekayibhadalile, he will not come back ukuba zofa zofela izono zezwe. Wafa kanye wafela izono zezwe. Umuntu ongaya ekufeni okunaphakade namhlanje, it is not because the power of Christ does not have power, or the blood of Christ does not have power. It is just because the person is receiving to accept his salvation and his forgiveness of sin.
Ngiyakuzwa.
Because that is why mfundisi uNkulunkulu uma ebuyisana nezwe lethi ubuyisana nezwe ngoKristu uJesu angababaleli izono zabo, because izono zabantu zaseyibalelwe kuKristu owafa waba yinhlawulo for the sins of the world. And but those who have accepted that by faith, they are brought nearer to God. So the blood of Christ is so powerful, mfundisi, that it makes us to fellowship with the Father in every day of our lives, my brother.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. We are touching base on the very issue of the power of the blood of Christ, what it is all about. And thank you so much. Pindi, I appreciate there. After this, I will play your insert.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Hey, Pindi.
Good afternoon, Pastor Ray and the guest in the studio. Topic of blood. Yeah, ibaluleke kakhulu, Pastor Ray. Because according to Isaiah 53, from 3, he was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised and we held him in low esteem, surely took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we consider him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted, but he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on, and by his wounds we are healed. According to my understanding, the blood of Jesus, he brought us back. So those Abayenza during the Easter's, they didn't got a revelation. You know, I think Apostle Nkonzweni ukuthi sina ampulse siyenza every month. Na today besi sidla isilo senkosi. Asisameli ama Easter or in sekuyinto esiyenza random. So uNkulunkulu asize aambule. Ambulele imfihlakalo ukuthi what is about this isidlo negazi likaJesu. He brought us back from entweni zethu. Igazi likaJesu libalulekile, that's why noma kunzima sisebenzisa lona, nasemakhayeni ethu sisebenzisa lona, asilisebenzisa ngithi ngama Easters, ampol silisebenzisa every day ukuthi ngegazi likaJesu.
Yeah.
So if ngabe besimela ukuthi kufika ama Easter bese siyalisebenzisa, yabo kusho ukuthi besizongcotshwa impi. So uNkulunkulu akasize asiphe izambulo. Yeah, izambulo empeleni liyaphilisa. Mawudle lona, wahlephula lona, lithi ngemivimbo yalo siphilisiwe. Zikhona ezinye izifo ezidinga nje iLord Supper and then bese ziyahamba emzimbeni. It's just the mentality of people yama Easter ukuthi bese bakhumbula igazi. Ngiyabonga Pastor Ray.
Thank you so much, Pindi. Sis Pindi, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And of course, send us a WhatsApp. It's 0826572729. Thank you also, Olivia Mpense. Ritabile Hlatshwayo, Tabi. Thank you so much. And Olivia Mpense, thank you, Mamrut. We really appreciate it. And of course, tell us more with regards to this. We will read your comments live on air. And you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. And look, man, let me read the WhatsApp just after this. Let me read the WhatsApp that is from Pasekang, that is Rabi from Sibukeng in the Val. Let me read it after this.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. And like I promised earlier on that I will read. That's a long one, man. Oh, come on. I mean, I'm scrolling through the left side of my second screen because I have four screens here. And I wanted to check this this one. Let me see if we can read all of it there. And I'm not trying to be nasty on you, Pasekang. I'm just saying it's quite a lot. And then he says, Pastor Kirabi from Sibukeng, in the Val. Well, this one is for those many things that a lot of Christians have wrongly applied to their lives because of ignorance. They go shouting the blood of Jesus and they say, I sprinkle the blood of Jesus. You don't have the authority to sprinkle the blood of Jesus. In fact, where did you get the blood from? you have no access to the blood. Jesus Christ presented his blood to God in heaven, in the most holy place in heaven, at the mercy seat in heaven. You have no access to it. Only the high priest could sprinkle the blood. Only the high priest. You've got to understand that. And before the office of that high priest was established, Moses was the one who sprinkled everything with the blood of calves back in the Old Testament. This is very important. Who has the right to sprinkle the blood? It's not the Christian sprinkling the blood on himself or on everyone else. It's just the talk. They have no access to the blood. Let me show you something from the Bible very quickly. And that's a paragraph coming now. The Bible calls the blood of sprinkling, okay? And it says, so I'd like to go straight to the Hebrews chapter 9, verses 19, for when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. And moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the pattern of things in the heavens should be purified with this, but the heavenly things themselves will better with better sacrifices than this. Praise God. All right. I will continue to read this even more. Send me a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, and let me see again. I think I have Thabo Mofokeng. Thabo Mofokeng says, greetings, brothers in the Lord. There's life in the blood of Jesus. Matthew chapter 27, verse 51 to 52. At that moment, the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, rocks split apart, verse 52, and tombs opened. The bodies of many godly men and women who had died were raised from the dead. I like it, man. Lindwe Msutwana says, hi, Pastor Ray, I'm tuned in. Okay, Sispindile. Let's see, I'm just reading WhatsApps that are coming through. Okay, Jeremias. Oh, Makam, lo, yabon Makam. Why would Jeremias spell? Umfundis Makam, Makam, oti gota kuthengiswa igazi lika Jesu lapho ePitori. Unkombe ukuthi kuphi, Makam. Unkombe ukuthi kuphi, Makam. Hey, balithengisa ngezinto ezincane ezingaka lezi zifana lezo kusprayer la. But vele uyalifafaza. So I'm still going to read that whole essay. I'm still going to read it bit by bit. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. It's required that we play a song. And then let me pray our friend in Mamelodi. His name is Thapelo Lefifi. The name of the song is Gonko Kuhle. Now, man. Hey, I'm not going to be doing it. Enjoy.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Ding dum dum dum, ding dum dum dum. Great song indeed. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in the mighty way. Thapelo Lefifi from Mamelodi, man. Mamelodi, honamu. Just here. Not far from where I am now. Okay, send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. You can also Drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Otherwise, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We are talking about the power of the blood of Christ and some of the misconceptions that are associated with this. Yes, exactly. Especially when you see many people using this as a ritual of that time called the Easter. I still want to find out what the Easter is an in. Sometimes in April, sometimes in May, sometimes. I have figured out the Sabbath and I saw where we are wrong, but the Easter. But nevertheless, let's leave that. And tell us as to how you feel about this. The very notion of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, the power of the blood of Christ, what it is all about to you, what it means to you, what you have been taught. And when is the last time you had a teaching on the blood of Christ? Hey, if it is today, thank you. If it's been 4 years, man, tell us why you haven't heard about it. Is it now this which I've written a report with regards to say, much at times I feel that the devil is at a plotting of a sort, which is subtle, in that we tend to downplay the essence of the blood of Christ, and this gets into our conscience. You know, when you make fun of something, it starts to lose its notion of importance and relevance, and then you start to space it in that which is not significant, to an extent that before you know it, you had forgotten about it. And the devil knows that without the blood, there's no remission of sin. And when we forget about this, and we keep on teaching one another 5 ways to make money, 3 ways to make your marriage work, 5 ways to slim, 7 ways.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right, let me come to you again, Sipho. I hope you are there, Mfo. Let me come back to you again. Now, I want to come to the aspect of the blood. I want to come to the aspect of the blood. Now, check Romans chapter 5, verse 9. It speaks about the blood of Christ as a mode, the divine mode of justification. The divine mode of justification. Please underline that. The divine mode of justification. Check it out. It says, much more than having now been justified. And I underlined it many, many years ago, maybe 20, 25 years ago. It says, much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. The blood of Christ is a mode of justifying us from the wrath of the Father. Eish. Sipho, what comes to mind?
That's very true indeed, Mfundisi. Whoa, what a blood, what a blood, what a blood. Because Mfundisi ngiqiniso, sasingaluto, it is through this blood of Jesus Christ that was shed so that we become today redeemed, being brought back. Even in this Katsamand, you have been cleansed and purified, sanctified through this blood, and we got the entrance to the holies of holies. It is through this blood. And another thing, it is that we got a new covenant. In other words, there were covenants before, but this one, Utu Jesu, Fuzanlo, Mobagu, Gazlam, Esvumulane, Sisha, El Tritua, Nenga, Yabanin. This covenant fundis is being brought back into a life again. In other words, we are definitely heirs with Christ because we have been redeemed through his blood. And it is true fundis, we are partakers of God's divine nature. It is through this blood. And we must even extend it, our invitation fundis, even to those who are still far away. Ama wrong doctrine of the blood. And it is true for the Suguti, as a body of Christ, we need always to teach negazi lika Jesu even during the course of the year. Kungaba into ye Pasika as if ku seasonal. Kungaba ngathi insindiso yethu namandla egazi lika Jesu abonakala ngesikhathi kuzamagudi bese bathi no Satan ufuna igazi ngapha bese bathi noNkulunkulu ngapha uchitha igazi ukubese confuse abantu abaningi kanti kufanele kwazeke nje ukuthi even in this time there is a blood of Jesus Christ that brings mfundisi salvation and redemption to us. Akimfundi Colossians chapter 1 verse 20 mfundisi ngiyalithanda le verse lithi nokuba ngayo abuyisana nako konke esenzile ukuthula ngegazi lesiphambano sayo. Yebo ngayo nokuba kuyizinto esemhlabeni noma kusezulwini. In other words, mfundisi ku Colossians chapter 1 verse 20 we get our peace through the blood. Remember our peace uthi Jesu ukuthula kwami akusinje ngokuphakweze. This peace surpasses all human understanding. And this peace, we earn it through the blood. And that is why this peace does not depend upon the circumstances that we are in, but it is depending upon what Christ has already have. And it is in this blood that we have today.
I hear you quite well. Dr. Baratwa Muema says, good evening, Pastor Ray Lehodi. To Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. Hebrews 12:24. That is Dr. Baratwa Muema there. Thank you so much, Dr. Baratwa Muema. And I really appreciate. May the Father greatly bless you so much. All right. Send us WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. Pina Mpatlele Tamaha says, the most important thing is that Jesus' blood is the blood that can truly take away sins. All the sacrifices in the Old Testament foreshadowed Jesus' death on the cross for the sins of those who believe. And then he says, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 to 4, God had promised that he would come and provide salvation for his people for their sins. Luke chapter 22, verses 20. That is Pina. Pina Mpatlele. Is it Pina? Yes. Pina Tamaha. Thank you so much. Then Miriam Kekana says, the blood of Jesus, it says, is our security and passport. He bought us from sins and saved us. He bought us from sins and saved us. That's what it said. The phone fell away. That's what it says. He bought us from sins and saved us. That's what it says there. Send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. And of course, we trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Right. Babongani, I'm going to play this just after a jiffy. Your comment I will play.
Sala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
All right. I think we also have a call or calls that are coming through. But let me take Kuba Bongane first and foremost. And then, iting shifte wena sipo kancane, iting ukushifte kancane bese ngithatha ama calls. Let's hear what you say. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Brother Ray.
How are you,
good
sir?
Good afternoon to you. Yes, I'm okay.
Welcome.
Yes, this is Bishop Tununu.
Hey, Muruti.
Yes, sir.
Eh, kunjani, kunjani mfundisi wami?
I want to touch base in one of the most important aspects of the blood of the lamb.
Yes.
That may raise an argument.
Yeah.
Hebrews 13:22, it talks about the blood of Jesus. The God of heaven utilized it to raise Christ from the dead.
Mm.
Now, when God got stuck about Jesus, you know, when he was to be resurrected, he made consultation even to the blood of Jesus. Now, the blood of Jesus raised Jesus from the dead, which gives us a concept that the blood of Jesus is actually an entity.
Absolutely.
It's an entity. Now, as an entity, it is actually beyond that also, because it is an active force of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Look, yes, by active force, I mean, you know, the Holy Spirit is power, right? But power influences a behavior, right? But it cannot, you know, do the end product. It has to have a force. So, I regard, you know, the blood of Jesus as an entity and a being, if you may allow me to say that.
Yes, sir.
Which is, yes, if you'd allow me to say that, and I regard it as a being that has become an active force for the Holy Spirit to, you know, to perfect things for the kingdom value. Look, the God of heaven originated things. Jesus the Christ accomplished, and the Holy Spirit is a perfecter.
Hallelujah.
And now, yes. Now, the Holy Spirit is a perfecter. You have to use a force, an active force. And one of the active forces that he used is the blood of the Lamb. There are two, you know, important active forces that God used to raise Christ from the dead. The first one is what we call the power that raised Christ from the dead. Remember?
Mm-hmm. 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 Yes.
The Bible says the power that raised Christ from the dead. That is active force number one, right? And then active force number two is the blood of the Lamb, right?
Yes.
And the blood of the Lamb and the power that raised Christ are subordinates of the Holy Spirit, who is power. And they, as force, are used by the Holy Spirit, you know, to move the object of every motion that he wants to do. So, the imperative, you know, of the blood of Jesus the Christ is so much that it's something that is beyond our comprehension. We cannot reserve it only to one, you know, aspect. It has a very broad aspect. You have touched today one of the deep secret mysteries of heaven.
Hey.
The blood of the Lamb.
Oh.
This is one of the deep secret mysteries of heaven. Why is it that the Bible says the blood that speaketh greater things? You know, it's not wrongly, you know, or figuratively, you know, that the blood speaks figuratively. No, the blood is an entity. The
yeah.
blood is alive. The blood is a pattern.
And he speaks.
And if I have to write an encomium, you know, it's a brief, you know, a script of prison something. I would say that, you know, if there is anything, you know, that is close to the magnitude of God, is the blood of Jesus. You cannot explain God, because God, we don't know where he comes from, where he comes from.
It's yeah.
from eternity. So is the blood of the Lamb. It's from eternity to eternity. One aspect before, you know, I would like others, you know, also to comment. Remember that, you know, everything that is in this planet Earth was foreordination.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
According to Holy Scriptures, you know, Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 10, everything was foreordained, everything is foreknown, and everything is predestined. Right? We talk Christian, and these three things, you know, the foreordination, foreknowledge, and predestination, you find them in one scripture, the text of Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 10. Right?
Yes.
Let me read it to you by heart. I'm driving, you know, by the way.
I can feel the wind through the sounds that you are cruising. Bishop Tununu,
yes,
you are cruising.
I'm cruising.
In Whitman.
Now, let me bring this to you.
Yes, sir.
That scripture, if I remember it well, you can just check the relevance, you know. You can check the relevance, but I will recite it. It talks about whatever happens was foreordained. Okay? Foreordination.
Yes.
You know, foreordination, the word itself, you know, is two words mean one, because it has a prefix and a suffix. Right?
Yes.
Let me not explain that, you know, but it's two words make one. Foreordination, a prefix and a suffix. And again, then it says, what is happening now is foreknown. Another prefix word. Right? Mm. Then it continued to say, it is useless for a man to argue with God about anything, because God is greater than, about his faith, because God is greater than anything. So the faith is F-A-T-E, not the faith, you know, of substance of faith. You know, No, that one.
The faith
of predestination. Yes. Your destination where you have to arrive. Now, you find these three things in one scripture. The God who is the coordinator and foreknow and predestinate. You can't align those things without, you know, thinking about the blood of Jesus, as according to Ephesians chapter 1, that, you know, is associated with the death of Jesus Christ from Ephesians chapter 1. You know, Christ who died long before the foundations of the earth.
Nice.
Christ who died. Who died long before the foundation of the earth. Meaning, in other words, if Christ died, you know, in the foreordination, in the deep secret, you know, mysteries of God of the eternity, then the blood of the Lamb is eternal.
Yes.
It's not eternal by virtue of, you know, it was liberated on the cross of Calvary. It is eternal by virtue of, when in the origins of things, in the foreordination of God, the blood of the Lamb was there. So really, when you say to us, we need to esteem, you know, the imperative of the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
You are spot on, Baba. You are spot on. These are the things that we need to talk about as a church.
Yeah.
You quoted the book. I heard you quoting John 6. I don't know where it's 53 or 56. You know, between these two, you know, texts, there is somewhere between 53 and 56 that says, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life, right?
Yeah.
But now, there is another one which is bigger than that one to me. It says, the blood of the Lamb and the bread of life is a source of life.
Yes.
When you look at the blood of the Lamb, check the status quo and the relevance of the text. I think it's John 6. It says, if you don't eat the flesh of the Lamb and the blood of the Lamb, read the Bible, you don't have the source of life. When we talk about life, we talk, you know, that with something that comes from the blood of the Lamb. Me now, I'm just wondering, Uguti, what church that exists powerfully without having the Lord's Supper
and
the Lord's Supper, which is a combination of the blood and the bread. Because the bread of war, the bread of his presence, the bread of reflection, when it's just there in the vicinity of the church, it changes the atmosphere of the church. It is the life of the church. You know, when we talk about the life of the church, the source of the life of church, you know, it's almost on the telephone, you know, a mancha. That is how land a mancha, a maluage. A mancha, So the blood of Christ is the source of life for our churches and our congregations. Let me go until this one. We have young Quatita, man.
Yeah, Bishop.
Young Quatita, man. So,
no, Uber right, Bishop Tununu. Drive safe there. Drive safe, Bishop.
Go.
Thank you.
I'm go- Thank you so much. Thank you so much to come out, you know, with this revelation and actually to motivate and stimulate us to say, let's go back to the drawing board and look at the blood of the Lamb. Yes, it has a very broad spectrum, but let's have expert aspects to deal with, because the blood of Jesus is the source of the life of our churches.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, Bishop. Much blessings to you.
Thank you, sir.
How's it? And of course, we still take your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. The power of the blood of Christ. That's what we're talking about.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Jabu, let me bring this to you. When we talk about the blood of Christ, it says, and this I like in Colossians chapter 1, verse 20, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Now, if you look into the notion of the blood of Christ here, this is spoken as a mode of his reconciliation of all things to himself by him. And it's him making peace. This is the blood of Christ as a mode of making peace. Hold it there, Jabu. Hold it there. I promise to babongani ukuthi siyomlalela. Babongani.
Ngibonga ukuthola ithuba angimingelele kwemfundisi uRay, ngibingelele nabafethu abangama-guest e-studio nabalaleli bonke be-Radio Pulpit egameni elingaphezu kwa wonke amagama, igama likaJesu Kristu oyinkosi nomsindisi wezimpilo zethu. Isihloko esithi The Blood of Jesus, igazi likaJesu Kristu, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 16. Leli gazi likaJesu Kristu lenza ke inhlanganyelo emzimbeni kaKristu Jesu. Encwadini ke yabase Efeso, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 13, thina ke esasikude senziwa saba seduze ngegazi likaJesu Kristu. Encwadini 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 19, leli gazi lewundlu elinqabileyo elingenacala elingenabala lihlanza ke lisenzeke sibe mhlophe, the spotless blood of Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7, leli gazi lika Jesu Christu lisenza sibe nenhlanganyelo omunye nomunye, lisihlambulule ezonweni zethu zonke. Leli gazi lika Jesu Christu. Encwadini ke isambulo isahluko ke u7 ivesi ke u14 elithi leli gazi lewundlu lihlanza ke ingubo zethu lizenze zibe mhlophe. Ileli lobu bumhlophe ubungcwele, irighteousness. Sembatha ke le ngubo yobungcwele uma sesihlanziwe ileli gazi lewundlu. Incwadi lapha ke yesambulo isahluko ngo-12 ivesi ke u-11 ithi ke sinqoba ke omubi namadimoni akhe ngaleli gazi lewundlu. Kungakho ke kunomhlabeleli othi ngegazi lakhe sinokunqoba, kamadi yahaye rinali hlulo. Igazi ke likaJesu linamandla okunqoba. Encwadini ke la yamaHebheru, Hebrews chapters 10 verse 19, ithi ke leli gazi lewundlu lisinika ke isibindi sokungena endaweni engcwele ngcwele. Ngaphambili abantu bebengena ke ngamagazi ke eyilwane, amagazi ke ezimvu nembuzi, kodwa ke namhlanje singena ke ngaleli gazi ke lemvana endaweni engcwele ngcwele. Angibonge ke uNkulunkulu, anibusiseke egameni elika Jesu Christu oyinkosi nomsindisi wempilo zethu. Amen.
Amen. Babongane, siyabonga kakhulu.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Petunia says, hi Pastor Ray, what makes Christian to only talk about the blood of Christ in Easter weekends? It's the renewal of the mind. Remember, the mind is not saved, but the spirit is. So let's keep on teaching the word of God until our minds are renewed. The blood of Christ is our lifestyle in faith. So let's live in the blood of Christ until Christ comes back. Not only in Easter weekend, but daily. This is Pastor Petunia. Thank you so much, Pastor Petunia. I really appreciate the... And Jesu Ntikani, that is, let's see. Okay, it says, greetings, Brother Ray, Brother SP, Brother JD, and Brother M. Glory to God, Katopi, Kiki, ready, Tabarutibaka, and learning about the blood of Jesus Christ. Honestly, it's the first time I hear a teaching like this. Abakwe Jehovah. I'm ready to learn by the end if the show, although it's raining very hard this side, but I thank God I can still hear what you and the family are saying, waiting for Babu Bongani's input as well. Shalom. Babongani, seka kulumile. I hope umzile ke pechini ubabongani. Semplo said, says, good evening, Bafundisi bam. I'm tuned in. Thank you so much for today's topic about the blood of Jesus, the Lamb. I have learned a lot from your show today. A new revelation. Amen. Samge plose. Mtwalu me Port Shepstone, KZN. Thank you so much. I really appreciate them. Unkulunkulu akubuse ngendlela isimanga. Umfundisi makam uthi in makam. Makam uri in mara makam. Uthi kodwa kuthengiswa igazi lika Jesu lapha ePitori. Okay. And then Harry Mabaso, Mr. Mangole, says the blood speaks the ultimate redemption to an authentic believer. And then Manko C says, ngiyabingelela Pastor Ray, ngegama lika Jesu ngilalela kodwa kunomsindo wabantwana angizwa kahle. Tjela abantwana mam ukuthi bathule. Jeremias Makamu uthi, I'm listening all the glory to our Lord Yahushua HaMashiach. Okay. Well, let's see. I'm trying to read everything that everyone has said. All right. Greetings, brothers of the Lord. There's life in the blood of Jesus Christ. Tabom Fukeng here, Matthew 27, verse 51, 52. At that moment, a curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn into two from top to bottom. The earth shook, rocks split apart, and tombs opened. The bodies of many godly men and women who had died were raised from the dead. I'm trying to read all the WhatsApps there. All the WhatsApps. I'm trying to read all of them before I figure out where Jabu.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Before I get to Jablan again, let me go to Togazan. Togazan,
hey! Eh, dumela ntate re le godile ba ituba hao. Yo, watla ka topic ye kholo e monate tsa tsina ka jeno he e lo reng ke ona the center part ya bo Christ ya tumelo ya rona tsa tsina ka jeno. Ntate re le godi le ha lo re ke fumana e topic ya hao tsa tsina ka jeno half away ke ka re ke fetse o kena go tuma re he ke a utlwisisa go bua ka madi a morena Jesu, madi a lo reng he ke ona kopanya le morena modimo ka thupa ya sefapano o cheka morena modimo ile re ke go ya gore ke beka bogotshwanyane ha ne morena a tsho a re o la re shwela dibe a re go hokahanya a re gotsetsa go morena modimo wa opola ke rata go ke sa re ke ho first ke ba Hebrew 9:6 hona mo ene bua a re ke tlo gotlela mane sefapano sa Golgotha ke tlo gotlela mane modimo la theo wa lefatsheng ne. Ya modimo la thewa mane le fatshe o la thewa le hodimo a tla rona le fatshe ka sebopelo sa Jesu Kriste go tla re tlatswa dibe jole re ikutlwa re le batho re phetse hantle ka botsa ka bakala madi a konyana le ngola la ba Hebreu le qeta hantle le dissect le ona le bua ha monnate ha monnate ha monnate man ke rata ka mokgwe buang ka tensa tsina ha bua ere in the past God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways, but in these last days he has spoken to us by his son, whom he appointed heir of all things. Watseba jwale he o ka utlwisisa hore yena morena a salantsa phela o tlwa tsimulo ya ntshotsotlhe jwale he re ikutlwa re le batho tsa tsinla ka jeno ntate ka baka la madi a konyana ke a le bona ntate re le godi
morena o tse hantle hle ntate wa ka morena o tse hantle ke a le wa le nna hle.
Tune in for the latest news in the taxi industry with Solim Caesar Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on Radio Pulpit 657 a.m.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
657 AM, your daily companion.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well. Jabu, you are back. Angit name.
Yes, I'm back, my friend.
And now, Sipo, you are back.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, bening lahlekele nishayo umbani nguzwa ngaba iline yaka motha kukhala bo. Eziyabuya ngase first lorras lapha. Hey, madodza yawe. Hey. Nidlelani pirates, nidlelani pirates. Okay. Nevertheless, we are going to wrap up now. I want to give at least each of you 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes to have your final analysis. And of course, I've read all the WhatsApps there. Now, let me come to you, Jabu. I spoke that this blood of Christ, and then Nomfundis Dununu was saying that, in a way, saying this blood of Christ, it is his mode of reconciling all things to himself by him, not by us, by him. This is his work. And it says also, all things on earth and things in heaven, and then having made peace through the blood of his cross. Now, it is also his mode of his shalom, his mode of his peace upon our lives. What say you, Jabu?
Yeah, thank you very much, my friend. You know, the blood is everything to us. Without the blood, we would not even be having this opportunity just to partake of this actually great fellowship that is happening. But thanks to the blood, we are able to partake. So you also quoted the text about the blood also being key when it comes to peacemaking. So it's through the blood that actually the Father reconciles us with him. It's through the blood. So the ministry of reconciliation happens because of the blood. So that's the power of the blood. All these things, these are the things that even nations cannot be able, that is why there are so many wars on earth where people try to negotiate actually for peace. Still, it doesn't happen because of, when it comes to the Father, he uses the blood, and that's the greatest weapon, so which can really bring peace. So we are reconciled with him. We are not at war with him. We are not his enemies as we were before because of this wonderful blood that he has shed for us. So anyone who really despises the blood, I believe it's lack of understanding and also maybe just not really having the knowledge, you know, how powerful is the blood. Just in closure of my comment, in Hebrews 13, verse 12, it says, and so Jesus also suffered outside the city gate to make the people holy through his own blood. We've been made holy not because of we doing good, not because we are good, not because we are righteous, not because, you know, like we are the best, but because of the blood, we have been made holy. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, ngiyabonga mngani wami. And Thabo Vincent Langa says, Muruti Thobela Lekae, Bakenberg Village, love you big time, kudu kudu. Le nna ra o rata, Raorata le rena raorata, our brother in Christ. Thank you so much for saying that on Facebook. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Dr. Matebula is watching. Thank you very much, Mfundi Swam. Baba wethu siyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi kubuse ngendlela eyisimanga. We salute you. Thank you very much. And of course, just after this jiffy, sikhuluma nomfundisi Motha naye alahlele lakhe esivivaneni.
Amogela melaetsa ya thero, tutloetso le kgothatso ya letsatsi lengwe le lengwe mo Facebook pageng ya rona. Nna leloko la Facebook page ya Radio Pulpit gompieno.
All right, Mfundisi Motha, let me give you your 2 minutes, man, of wrapping up. And look, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself? I think Mfundisi Dununu, you know, he was, we call it a chromatin networking. He was networking it quite nice. Ugogo was ugluguchezelihle. And then he says, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot of to God, cleanse our conscience from dead works to serve the living Father? This is the mode of the Father, cleansing our dead conscience from dead works to serve the living Father. But check it out again. It says, this blood through the eternal spirit, this blood through the eternal spirit is able to render us as an offering that is in Christ, who offers himself without spot. Without spot. Angita sabonakala kuye according to Galatians 2:20. Asabonakala bonakala yena kuphela. And then he says, then we become able to serve the living Father. We move away from our dead works of a dead conscience. Colonel, what say you?
Thank you so much. That's very profound, my brother. It is continuously doing so. It cleans our conscience, and so that when we come to the Father, we know that we do not come on our own, but we come through His Son, who has sacrificed His life for us, so that we can be cleansed, so that we can be forgiven, we can be redeemed, and be freed under the bondage of isono sikhululwe, so that the sin may not have dominion over us. So we thank God for that, for the marvelous work that He has done through His Son to redeem us and to continue cleaning us, our consciousness, from all dead works, from the works that is ungodly. The blood of Jesus is so powerful in a way that it cleans us. That is why they are saying that the blood of Christ will never lose its power. So we need at all times ukuba sikhumbule igazi lika Christu Jesu. At Apostle Paul, in him we have redemption through his blood. We are continuously having that. We must remember that it must not only be something that we look at uma kuthiwa yi Passover, but it should be our daily life, that we look and remember the sacrifice that he has done for us, because he loved us. The blood of Jesus is able to heal us, is able to restore whatever that we lost emotionally, mentally. The blood of Jesus has the power to redeem us. Ngiyabonga mfundisi.
Hey, kubonga mina mfundisi Motha, I really appreciate, sir. And then after this JV, it will be Usipho Paulos.
Pula iRadio Pulpit ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe eliminyama. Zivulele ngokwakho i-app yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku-DSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona naku-OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
All right. Sipho, I'm holding here a scripture in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition. From your father. You see, the redemption of the blood is not corruptible. It is not a redemption that is full of flaws like our own traditions and cultures. What say you, Sipho, finally?
Well, what a powerful scripture from the Soyifundi. Look at the slinger,
ngeyinto eyiphathekayo egolide nosilver but ngegazi likajesu mfundisi emhlabeni sibe sithembe imali sithembe igolide silibiza ngamadola asemelika sikubiza ngokuthi ama-euro akuphi kodwa uma sekufika egazini kajesu yivelu enkulu ngidlula wonke emhlabeni yingako there is nothing that was used to redeem man and to save man is only the blood ngokomthetho and it is through the blood of Yeshua Mashiach that was shed so that we can be redeemed and be forgiven from all our sins and all our iniquities and we thank God ukuthi wachitha igazi lakhe uJesu wenza ukuthi impilo yethu sasikude noNkulunkulu my God Ephesians chapter 2 ngicela ukuvala ngale verse mfundisi mangilalele kakhulu thank you very much nama inputs mangilalela abalaleli thank you very much mfundisi let's make use of the opportunity to speak about the power of the blood so that people will understand clearly ukuthi what Christ went through so that we are becoming what we are today it was not easy ukukhuphuka leya ntaba isithwele umchele wameva ebhojoziwe ohlangothini kwaphuma igazi namanzi lelo gazi likhuluma ngokukhulu kunegazi kaAbel siyiloko esiyiko igazi futhi lo mbhali kepha manje kuKristu Jesu nina enakane ningude seninziwe abaseduzane ngegazi likaJesu kwangathi ngahlabele ukuthi we were foreigners in relation Israel but now the sons.
Yeah.
That is why mfundisi kubalulekile ukuthi sasikude kodwa seduzane ngenxa yegazi likaJesu. Ingakho namhlanje ikwazi ukungena esihlalweni somusa ukuba ngabele umusa ukungisiza kulesi sikhathi in the presence of the Lord. It is because of the blood. Ngithethelele because of the blood. Salvation because of the blood. I'm being brought ukuthi ngibe yibandla likaJesu because of the blood. I'm being redeemed. I've got peace. Because of the blood, I'm being cleansed from my conscience, M7s anymore, being purified. I've got a new covenant. I'm being washed, and I've got victory in the blood.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu, madoda akithi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so much. Also, Sheila Noltando Hateba, ngukubalanga wena. Sheila, thank you so much. I really appreciate. Thank you for watching. We really appreciate. May the Father continue to bless and bless and bless and bless. And I'm just scrolling here. Thank you so much. Sibopolo, simfowethu ngiyabonga kakhulu. Samkelo tokuhle Zulu, thank you very much. I really appreciate. Thank you for watching. Thank you. I really appreciate it so much. And of course, Pina Mpele. Tamaha, Maureen P. Mulokwane, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And of course, Inkosi Nibusise ngendlela eyisimanga kakhulu. And to Jabulani Dominic, thank you so much. Lapho NL Sprite, Buti.
Thank you very much, my friend. God bless you, Sipho. Mfundisi Motha, abalaleli bonke. Ngiyanithanda kakhulu.
Hey, nathi siyakuthanda, baba. Asisalithanda ibhola. It is bonge lapho mfundisi Motha.
Thank you so much my brother. Siyabonga kakhulu, siyabonga na kumfundisi Sipho nomfundisi Jabulani. Blessings to you kanye nabalalela emakhaya.
Siyolithatha ibhola masiwina. Namhlanje silithanda ibhola.
No, namhlanje silithanda siyikhulume.
And thank you so much also lapho mfowethu Sipho Paulos. Bingelele makoti lapho.
Ah, wasibonga mfundisi, thina besipenda nawe ngokukholwa. Ujabule Mdumelik besigijima. Mfowethu besidlala igalufu lapha nomotha. Asiyibonanga le ndaba yeyizolo. Asibanga sibingelele sibhalele ekhaya. Egameni leNkosi. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to the people on Facebook. I really appreciate. May the Father continuously bless and continuously increase your ministries. And may we continue to shape one another and fellowship together, because that is the sole purpose of the body of Christ, that we be together, that we fellowship. Thank you so much to those who called in, those who watched on Facebook. Thank you so much to those who sent WhatsApps. Thank you so much to also those who are listening, to also those who are praying for us. To the King above all else, his only true potentate, Christ, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. Who? Yahuwah Elohim. And there is no one like him. We praise his holy name. Thank you so much that by your Holy Spirit you guide us into all truth and we are all learning together. Inkosi mayibonge. Until next time, we will see each other again. Tuda Raba.
Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.